Joining us on the line now is electrician, entrepreneur, and now author Joshua Page to talk about his book, What Does Daddy Do? The book is a kind of quest to do his part to inspire the next generation of tradespeople and let them know that college isn't their only option worth pursuing. Welcome to the show, Joshua.
Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Oh, it's great to have you on the show. And what a fantastic idea for a book. I think it's brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. I'm loving the book. I'm loving doing the speaking tour. And we're getting a lot of great feedback from parents and educators and kids. And the book is doing phenomenal. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's a serious subject, this. I mean, the idea that so many parents are kind of pushing their kids into college, university, higher education, and there aren't as many tradespeople around. I mean, it is a real issue.
It is. And in the United States, the average age of an electrician and a plumber is right around the high 40s to early 50s. In Massachusetts, the state that I live in, average age of an electrician is 57. Average age of a plumber is about 58. And I've known this for at least the last 5 or 6 years. And that's when I started to question and say, what are we doing here to get more kids involved with the trades? Because it's funny, I would go to these big classes where all the electricians would come together and we would all have a continuing education every 3 years. And I'd look around the room and there would be about 200 electricians, and literally 95% of them had white hair. And I was like, am I the youngest guy in here? Like, what is going on? Wow. And the more I researched it, I said, we are going to be in big trouble in the next 10 years if things don't change.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. We were talking the other day about even basic things that you wouldn't expect to need an electrician for, things like changing a plug. A lot of young people won't even know to do that. You know, if their parents haven't showed them and they haven't learned it at school, as far as I'm aware, it's not something you would learn at school, then they wouldn't know how to do it. And, you know, I know people who have called an electrician in order to get them to change a plug. People aren't even learning the basic skills.
Absolutely. And that's what keeps me in business, which is great. But at the same point, I started to wonder, like, when did I want to be an electrician, or when did I find that out? And it wasn't until I went to a trade school and actually got in the school and learned about an electrician. And I said, I think that's where we're failing as a society, is we are not educating our kids and the younger generation enough about all the available career choices. Growing up, we see police officers and firemen and doctors, and we kind of all want to do that or be like them. And then as we start to get older and, you know, more serious into school, I feel like the parents are pushing children to college because either A, that's where they went and that's what they consider successful, or B, that's not where they went and they think in order to be successful, you have to go to college.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I don't think we're doing it right here. I think we need to give the kids options, and we need to just teach them about all the different career choices that is available.
Mm. What kind of age do you think it should be taught to kids in school, the idea of different trades and different options?
So here is where my thought process was before writing this book, is I did a lot of career day speaking in high schools about 5, 6 years ago. And it was great. It was a good time. And I still do it now. And they were like 10th and 11th grade. So that was like 15 years old to 17 years old. And I left there thinking, I don't think I'm making a big enough of an impact. I think these kids are, I don't want to say too old, but they already have their minds made up, really.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about my wife. She owns her daycare. And I started thinking about those kids. I said that might be a little too young. And then I bounced back up to about 7th and 8th grade. I said, that's a really awkward time in our teenage lives, right? 7th and 8th grade. So I said, I don't think that's it. I think the sweet spot is between 3rd and 6th grade.
So what kind of age would that be?
So let's say 12 to like probably 9 years old to 12 years old, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I think that's the sweet spot where we start to see people work. We start to become a little bit more influenced. We start asking questions and we start trying to figure life out. I think before 9 years old, it's a lot of fun and play. And we're just trying to, you know, we're just playing. And I think after 12 years old, life gets a little bit more difficult and awkward. And I think between 9 and 12 is a good age range to start really having those conversations with your kids and letting them know that college is not the only option and that the trades are needed. You know, there's plenty of opportunity for successful careers out there being in the trades, and not every kid is meant for college. And I just said this the other day. I said, you know, if we continuously judge every fish by the way its ability to climb a tree, I think that's where we're going wrong.
Yeah.
Because maybe the kids aren't destined for college. Maybe they like to work with their hands and they're really good at, I don't know, climbing trees or building Legos or fixing their bike. And that's what we need in the trade. So those kids that are very kinesthetic and work with their hands and very visual learners do very well in the trades.
Mm. I remember when I was at school, the whole trades people came in with people doing apprenticeships. And I remember friends of mine at school did apprenticeships with maybe their uncle who was a carpenter or whatever. And they kind of followed them about and learned through that way. Is that still the way it's done? Or are there other ways that people get into learning about the trades?
Yeah, so we have a trade school in the United States. We have a trade school. So it's a high school, but 2 weeks out of the month, you're going to school, academics, and then 2 weeks out of the month, you're going into a trade. So you actually pick the trade you want. So carpentry, plumbing, electrical, cosmetology, nursing, any of those. And then so it's 1 week of academics and then 1 week of trade and then 1 week of academics, 1 week of trade. And you do that throughout the whole year. And then when you graduate, you really have the choice. Do you want to go to college? You can. Or do you want to go to work immediately and start making money doing what you just did for the last 4 years at 18 years old? Mm-hmm. And a lot of these kids are making very good money. Some of these kids are actually coming out of high school into their trade and making more money than their parents do.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing very, very well.
Yeah. And we all know that just because you, I mean, depending on what you're studying, obviously, if you go to university because you want to become a doctor or a lawyer or something which requires a degree or whatever. But if that's not the case, you know, it happens a lot that kids are going to university, they're coming out of university, and not only can they not find a job, but they've got a massive amount of debt.
Massive amount. The national debt for college in the United States is over $1 trillion, $1.3 trillion. And that's just an insane amount of time. Insane. You know, the amount of money that's there. And you're right. And I'm not pushing to stay away from college. That's not my message at all. Mm. Because you don't want this guy as your heart surgeon, right? So college is a special place. And a lot of people need it. And a lot of occupations need it. I just always felt like the trades didn't get enough attention, right? They didn't get that. They weren't put on as an option, you know? So that's all I'm trying to, all my message is saying, because I was that lost and confused kid growing up. You know, my mom passed away at 13 years old. I knew I wasn't going to college. I didn't really know what I was doing and I was getting in trouble and, you know, I wasn't the best in school. And so for me, those are the kids that I need to talk to. And I've made it my personal responsibility to educate the parents about the trades and teach the kids. I'm taking ownership now. Nobody else is doing it. No one's coming to help me. I'm taking ownership over it. And that's why the first step was writing this first book in the series, What Does Your Daddy Do, about an electrician. And then the next one is going to be about a plumber and HVAC. The third is going to be carpenter, then welder, and then cosmetologist. And then I'm going to create a whole new series called What Does Your Mommy Do? With the same exact concept and storyline. So that way we can celebrate the females in the trades as well. So when the little girls grow up, and they know they can be an electrician if they want to. They know they can be a carpenter if they want to. And it's not just a male trade. Mm-hmm. It is for both.
Yeah, brilliant. And what kind of response have you had? Have you been to schools and taught that younger age group now between 9 and 12?
So I have not been to the younger schools. I've read the book to a group of kids a few times. I've gotten a lot of great feedback from parents that they say this is great. They didn't even know it existed when they were young. They wish a lot of adults are actually saying they wish they went to trade school, or I wish I would have known about it, or I wish this was brought up when I was young. And I said, well, this is why I'm doing it now, to help those younger generations understand that the trades are there. It's an option, and I'm not pushing you into it. I'm just saying it's an option.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a really great thing to think that young people could be earning such good money with a trade, with a career from such a young age, instead of having to wait a bit longer. You know, a lot of kids at the age of 16, 17, 18, 19, when they start work, it might be in a shop or a local cafe or that kind of thing, where they're, you know, just experiencing being out in the world and working and dealing with money and members of the public. But quite often, and the money isn't that great, and that doesn't have to be the case, does it?
No, it doesn't. You can make very good money in the trades. And also, what I've seen over the years is learning one trade actually helps you out across other trades, and just helps you to become a better adult and a better parent, a better husband or wife. Because if you can learn how to do carpentry, then I guarantee you can do some plumbing, or you can do basic electrical, or you could do some roofing, or maybe even, you know, if you understand the technical side of the trades in building, you can absolutely work on your car. You know, so there's all those money saving things that as you grow up, you don't have to hire people for all of that stuff, because you can do it on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. And the point is, if you become one of those people, people will need to hire you. You know, everybody needs a plumber or an electrician at various points throughout their life. So once you are trained in that area, you know, you can go around with flyers in your local community, make sure your friends and family know what you can do, and you easily can pick up a lot of work quite quickly.
Absolutely. Over these last 2 years, since the worldwide pandemic in you know, for us it was March of 2020, that's when things really started to shut down, we didn't stop. We've been busy nonstop for the last 2 years. Even when the world shut down, even when people left their offices and started working from home, who needed electricians and plumbers more than anything? Or carpenters, really any tradesperson. It was people to work in your house, because now people needed more electricity in their home office, or needed new lights, or they were home now. So they're like, hey, why don't we get this bathroom fixed that we've always wanted to get fixed? Mm. Now I'm home and I can hire the contractors and bring them in. So now bathroom remodels are being done, kitchen remodels, decks are being built. All of these things, we have not stopped working. In the last 2 years, we've been busier than ever in the trades.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. Well, if people want to get a copy of the book, it's called What Does Your Daddy Do? It's available on our website, tre.radio, and it's by Joshua Page, who we've been chatting with today. Joshua, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.